Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
Well, I said here in the bottom of the hour that I would explain blood pressure to you. You always hear about blood pressure and how important it is to know your numbers and keep track. And there's that app that's not working for people and they're still using it, which could mean that people are misreading their blood pressure and not aware if they have uncontrolled high blood pressure. So here you go. Here's your lesson for the day. There's two numbers that you always see. There's a top number and a bottom number. The top number is your systolic. It's the higher number. This is the number of that measures the pressure in the arteries when the heart beats. So blood pressure in general is the pressure exerted against the walls of the arteries as the heart pushes blood out into the arteries, away out into the working muscles in your body, and the pressure exerted in those same arterial walls as the blood comes back to the heart to be reoxygenated. So it's the pumping mechanism. And of course, the pressure is going to be higher when the heart is working harder and pushing that blood as when it's coming back. That lower number is the diastolic number. That's the resting number. That's the number that the arteries have when the heart is resting. It's sucking back in the blood, so those arteries are not being forced with blood through them. It's coming back into. So it's refilling. It's the resting phase. You can think of it as, you know, systolic work, diastolic rest. So normal blood pressure is less than 120 systolic and less than 80 in diastolic. You don't want to see your diastolic moving around a lot. Your systolic, however, that 120 over 80 number, your systolic, the higher number, is absolutely going to change. It's going to fluctuate with stress. It's going to fluctuate with sleep. It's going to fluctuate big time with exercise. It's going to fluctuate with medication. The smaller number, that diastolic number, should not be fluctuating that much. That is that resting number, and it shouldn't change all that much. Now, pre-hypertension, they say between 120, 139, or 80 to 89 in diastolic. We call that borderline. High blood pressure is defined as anything above 139, 140 systolic, and 90 in your diastolic number. So if you are above 140 over 90, then you are considered to have high blood pressure. Know your numbers. Know if you're on medications. Make sure you adhere to those medications. If they're a beta blocker, a channel blocker, whatever they are, make sure you adhere to them. Get plenty of exercise. It lowers blood pressure for 4 hours. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.